Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this December 15th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla Roblansky. She is the Community Development Educator with Wood County University Extension. Right now, in studio with us, our good friend, Lisa Kubis. She is the Executive Director over at Visit Rome. We want to send a big thank you to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank sponsoring the segment. Lisa, good morning. How
good
have
morning,
you been?
James. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
Thank you so much for making it in today through the weather and everything. We appreciate the time and you being able to trek all this way from Rome to here. And I have to say, I saw it this morning and I knew you were going to be coming in, Lisa, and I was hit over the head with nostalgia of just what days were like this in Rome, you know, and just how beautiful it is. It's such a beautiful area any time of year, but there's something about the art that nature and these trees create together. It's just so good.
It is. It's absolutely gorgeous out there. Trees and the lakes and just gorgeous.
We're gonna talk about a number of things that are great to do and fun things to do in the Rome area. But I think that just that alone, like right away, you know, hey, there's something to do right there. Go take some pictures or just take a stroll through Rome and just enjoy.
So, a drive.
Yes.
Snowshoeing, cross-country skiing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into fat tire biking, there are a few trails.
Yes.
So. Just absolutely gorgeous.
So many
right
things
now
to do over there. And we're going to talk. We're going to tell you about some other fun things going on in the Rome area. One of them coming up next, a little less than a week from now, Wednesday, December 21st, and really every Wednesday, and that is DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Mm-hmm. And I know we talk about this every month, but it's just a really fun really fun thing to do every Wednesday. I think the crowd is really growing there, and that, you know, people are forming teams and just a really a fun time, something to do during the week.
It's not only that fun for people to have things to look forward to and everything, but like you were saying, I was hearing from last time you were with us, hearing from some of our listeners, you go in and you make it more of a routine, and DJ Trivia knows you and stuff, and it just makes it a little more fun, like he the way he interacts with people and everything. That's a blast. And there are gift cards for first through third place, so keep that in mind as well.
Right.
That's kind of fun.
Right. And that's from 7 to 8:30 every Wednesday at Hoozles.
And something else to keep in mind on a weekly basis on Fridays, or every other Friday, is DJ Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes.
And this is another thing that has just grown over the years. It's free to play. There's raffles and fun with their host, Lucas.
And he does a really, really good job with this, too. A big shout out to him. He does a fantastic job with this. And part of the reason it's popular is people love these kind of things, whether it is trivia or bingo. We know our communities, they love this kind of stuff. But he does a great job with it, too. You got to be a good MC to be able to run those kind of things. Does a nice job.
Right.
We got good plans for you coming up on Saturday, December 31st. Oh, yeah, that is New Year's Eve.
Right, and that is coming up. If you're looking to do something really special this year, there is a New Year's Eve party at Sand Valley. It's really a dinner and a party. Their seatings are 5:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. Their culinary team has developed just a really great menu for you to enjoy with your family or friends. Wine pairings, live music. And then also New Year's Day, they have a brunch at 2 p.m. That would be Sunday.
Whether it is food or atmosphere or, during the summer, of course, the golf, all the different things. It's just such a great place to take in an event, take in almost anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, I haven't been over there as much, but I've seen pictures and I've had many of my friends in Nakusa and Rome talk to me about this, how beautiful it is out there this time of year. That, too, the backdrop you got is amazing.
It is. They are open all winter long to the public. Their restaurants are open. So if you're looking for even a casual meal in their Mammoth Bar or just to come out for a cocktail, the clubhouse is beautifully decorated outside and inside. It's definitely worth the trip.
Lisa, I know we talked about this before, but for listeners that may have not heard our first interview together, you from the area? You from Wisconsin?
I am actually from Milwaukee.
Right, right.
And then moved to Wisconsin Rapids about 20 years ago, and about 2 years ago moved out to the Rome area.
So in the time that you've been in this central Wisconsin area, you've kind of gotten to see the area grow a little bit, and specifically in the last couple of years, in the Rome area, really seen a growth and evolution over there of not only population, but of economy, of things to do. And I think it's pretty fair to say that a big reason for this is Sand Valley.
It is. I mean, golf is definitely a cornerstone out in Rome, but there are just other benefits as well. You know, a lot of retail is popping up, a couple new restaurants. So
we've touched on this a little bit before, but if you don't mind, I would like to take a little bit of time on that on Sand Valley and talking about the impact that it has had, because it's. This kind of thing happens usually in a small town, and we read about it, and, oh, this is, you know, has hurt the end of the town, or this has been negative, or what have you. Usually a big business comes into a small town, and it's not all smooth transaction or anything. Even if it is positive overall, eventually, there is some, you know, heavy days there. There's some rough going. There's, you know, city hall meetings and these kind of things. I haven't heard any of this with Sand Valley. I heard no negatives with this, and I'm looking for them. Not right. to say that I want there to be them, but that's part of my job, is to ask tougher questions, to look for the things that not everybody's thinking of. I got nothing. I've looked through this. I've talked with people over at Sand Valley many, many times, and it's so, you know, mutual beneficial thing. It's, hey, we wanted to put our place here. We know that this place is going to support our business, and sure enough, it has. And with that, our economy in that area has grown. Our economy here in Rapids has grown, thanks to because of the airport and all these things.
Right.
It's so, like, interesting to see. And, you know, coming from a big city like myself and everything, you know how this usually works. You know, in big cities, how it usually works. Comes in on this street, a business is going to open up in downtown Milwaukee or in downtown Chicago or something, and they knock out a couple other businesses or something. There's just always seems like there's speed bumps. There's always an issue or something like that. I haven't really got that with this. This has just been a pretty smooth, you know, as far as everything considered, a pretty smooth transaction going on with the community and them getting used to each other. And here we are a couple of years in, and we're just seeing such good dividends from this, such positivity from this. And I really think it speaks to something when there's no golf being played right now. There's, you know, I don't know golf that well, but I'm guessing there probably isn't any game. Nobody's going to be, you know, doing 18 holes today. But it's still popular over there. There's still things to do. There's still, you know, a good vibe, a good energy in the community and over there.
Right. They, I mean, even on Sundays, they do tailgate parties during football. So, you know, you can come out pretty casual. Mm-hmm. They have appetizers, you know, drinks available. So yeah. Even a very casual thing out there are available. Available to anyone.
And great people over there. And I genuinely do believe that this kind of thing start from the top. And good management and a well-run organization and everything. And you have a smoother transaction like this. You have good people that you hire and to treat people good in the community and all that. But I'm saying all this, and I'm seeing all this as an outsider kind of. I don't live over there anymore. Are you experiencing similar things to what I'm talking about here? Are you seeing that too in the community and from community members?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a positive outlook, I mean, in terms of economy, in terms of the jobs being provided, even for children. You know, there are plenty of kids that are caddying out there. Mm-hmm. Just a great experience for them and a way to interact with businessmen and just... It's been great for the community.
And I've always loved that area. And I've mentioned to you before in the audience, you know, my first days here in Wisconsin was in Rome. And I was a kid when I was over there. And this is a long time ago. I'm old. When that was the case, there was always something to do. But I mean by there was always something to do outside. There was always ways to make yourself busy, to get, you know, that kind of thing. There wasn't a whole lot. There was no mini golf place near us. There was no, I think there was like a little ice cream place that also sold odds and ends, but that was about it. There was pretzels, and that was pretty much the end of the list. Mm-hmm. Boy, these kids nowadays in that Rome area got a lot better. There's some really fun things, adults, kids, all the above. Plenty of things to do over there.
Right. Lots of events that are starting to pop up. like I said, yeah, outdoor activities are just wonderful out there.
So again, Saturday, New Year's Eve, this coming up, New Year's Eve, 6:30 to 7:30, New Year's Eve party at Sand Valley. And another great thing going on at Sand Valley the following Friday, January 6th through Sunday, January 8th.
Yes, it's the Wim Hof weekend at Sand Valley. This is more of, it's a fresh approach to mental and physical health. This is kind of a weekend that you would book out there, not just coming for the day, but participants are treated to a variety of wellness, themed activities, and culinary experiences based on breathwork, cold exposure, and mindset. So if you're looking for something to rejuvenate yourself, just something different, it would be a wonderful girls' weekend or mother-daughter mm-hmm. weekend. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there are many people that couldn't benefit from something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're doing well out there. I hope you're having a great day and you have a great mindset on you. And even you could probably use something like this.
For sure.
We talk a lot about mental health, especially the last couple of years. What I've enjoyed seeing is we're not just talking about it, we're putting action to our words and that. And things like this is, again, going back to what I was just talking about with Sand Valley, some of the things that we really love and appreciate about them. This is, if I can be blunt with the audience, this is not an event that they're necessarily going to get in the black with, that they're going to make money back on or something. This isn't a money grab or anything. This is a community thing. This is something, hey, this is something we think can help the community. We're going to host this. We want to do this kind of thing. And I think that stuff goes above and beyond. It's very cool to see. And again, that'll be going Friday, January 6th through Sunday, January 8th from 5 to 6.
Yeah. And then just to expand on that, if Sand Valley is really trying to host a lot more in the winter, I mean, obviously their season is golf season, but there is in this winter and the upcoming years, so they're going to be building more and more on the winter experiences. So you can go to the Visit Rome website to check those out or directly to their website, sandvalley.com. For a lot of great events.
Should we encourage organizations to reach out to them to see if maybe your organization that hosts a winter event, that might be a good place to have it?
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt.
Right.
Reach out to them and see. Because it is a great place to be able to host events. So especially people out there, if you're looking for something like that venue kind of thing, that's a nice spot to do it.
Sure.
Friday, January 13th. It feels so good to say this. Winter Farmers Market at Rome.
Yeah, so I mean, I think a lot of people are familiar with our summer market. It has really grown in popularity. So just trying to build on that and carry through the winter. It's not every Friday like the summer farm market, but once per month in January, February, March, we'll be holding the winter farm market at the Rome Town Hall. And that would be Friday the 13th from noon to 3:30.
And then we have coming up on Saturday, January 14th, Pete and Well Palooza Ice Fishery and Raffle.
Right. And this is the second annual ice fishery. It's sponsored by the Snow Bandits. It's on Lake Pete and Well, so you would check in at the Lure Bar and Grill. It's filled to the gills with fun, ice fishing for both adults and children. You can either get into the contest, that would be $10 for adults and $5 for kids, or you can just come out and join the fun and not be part of the contest. But yeah, these fisheries out in Rome are just a great outdoor family event.
We know our area loves fishing. It's where how I learned to fish. Actually, on Lake Camelot is where I learned to fish. But there's tons of great fishing over in there in the Rome area. There's plenty to do when it comes to that. We know how popular all that is, but there's also something that draws people to this community-wise. We notice this with a lot of, like, our local chamber has coffee with the chamber and some events like this. And while they're great for the speakers and a lot of those things and the information you can collect, the interacting you could do with community members or people that you may not see all the time, or maybe it's been a while since you've seen them. It's the same thing with these fishing events. It's people getting to see each other maybe you don't see all the time, getting to share information that you don't always get to share. And just we talk to each other differently in person. We interact more and we share more of these things. So being a part of something like this, it's all great. The raffle, getting the kids involved, all these things are wonderful. But I really think that being a part of some of them and seeing them over the years, that's the stuff that I noticed the most. Without fail, you will see two guys that have not seen each other in a while get so excited to see one another. Mm-hmm. Like this kind of stuff that happens. And I think that that's just as unique and fun about the events as much as catching a nice fish.
Oh, for sure. And, there's a lot to do in the summer, but people tend to not get out as much in the winter. And these are, like you said, just a great way to connect with other people and in the beautiful outdoors as well.
And again, that will be January 14th. You can look forward to that. They have a couple of other things going on, though, coming up. I see Sherwood Fishery will be from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. January 21st. That's another fun event. And is it Mark Simons? Simons, a memorial fishery at Camelot, will be from 7 to 3 on January 28th. That sounds like a very good one, too.
Right. The Sherwood Fishery is a very well-attended community event. The Sherwood Lodge will be having breakfast and lunch specials. And then they also have karaoke at 6 p.m. So that's a fun way to end the day.
That is a good one. I promise if I show up, I will not do karaoke. I will not do that to you guys. Lisa, I don't want to embarrass you or anything like that, but I do have to put you on the spot a little bit because you did something really sweet and nice today. I walk in and right in my chair is this nice tote bag with a couple of shirts and everything from Visit Rome. We've talked off air and about this, and I've told the people at Rome many times how much I love your designs and the clothes, and it was very sweet. I'm not good at getting gifts, so I never know how to say or to handle them, so I really, really greatly appreciate that. But I also want to bring it up because we know that there is last-minute shopping out there. We know that there are people looking for gifts and different things. Cannot encourage you enough to come to Rome and do some shopping over there. There are so many great things to take in, along with your Visit Rome apparel. That is really good stuff as well.
Right. So if you would like something from the Rome area for a friend or a family member, you can go to our website, visitrome.com. It's the shop tab. And we have t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats. So that would just be a nice, unique gift for someone.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the gear you guys have here, and I have to say, for one, I love the designs and the different creativity you guys have with your shirts.
Yeah.
They're always so great. I really do enjoy that. The shirts are always comfortable. The graphics are always really well done. And I got to say, too, I appreciate that the prices are so affordable. Mm-hmm. That is very cool. I see a lot of this. I do a lot of these and with a lot of different guests, and I don't always see that. I think that's very unique and appreciated.
Yeah.
And it makes people able to support a little bit maybe easier, too. So that's not a bad thing either. Now, it's great, and we want to encourage you to do that and put your money and spend you're making an investment in Rome and in your community and in really Wisconsin when you're buying these products or purchasing things there. And it's not just there at the Visit Rome website. You have Rome Outdoors. You have the gift shop, Bison Trading. There's some other places, too, people can go.
There are. Rome Outdoors it's a great place to get anything for the outdoorsmen. Mm-hmm. We talked about these ice fishing fisheries.
Yes.
Rome Outdoors would have everything you need from the tip-ups to the poles to the bait. So stop there for all those needs or for a gift. The gift shop is full of great gifts for kids, a lot of unique gifts that you won't find in the big box stores, like kids, like a firework mm-hmm. or a campfire starter kids, and unique books and puzzles. Bison Trading is, I think a lot of people know about, just a beautiful store full of home decor mm-hmm. and handmade furniture. We also have the new meat market, which is awesome if you haven't checked that out.
That is definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. Slice of Heaven Bakery. Yeah,
I haven't heard of this, and I immediately want to go there right now. Like, I really want to, I want to quit my job and go over there right now and check it out. That sounds amazing. Sounds
oh,
really good.
Slice of Heaven Bakery and coffee, I should say, but just wonderful bakery, breads, muffins.
You already had me. You didn't have to mention coffee. Now with the coffee, I'm definitely leaving. I'm definitely going to check that out.
All right.
And then the print shop is down there, too.
Then we have the One in Rome print shop, which is right on Highway 13. A lot of fun T-shirts, hats. They also do custom printing if you'd like to, you know, get the same T-shirt for your whole family with your family name on it. So,
Really good thing to keep in mind this time of year, too, with gift giving and that. A great place to visit.
Right.
I did want to take a moment, too, because we talk about a lot of the fun things to do over there. One of the things that we appreciate about our area around here, whether we're talking about historic Point Boss and Nakusa or our own, you know, museum here in Rapids, is the history of some of our areas. And the Tri-Norris Winter Park history and membership, I wouldn't mind touching on that really quick.
Okay. Yeah, really quick. So in 1928, there were three friends that discovered the Diracuse Mound out in Rome, which is now called Tri-Norris Winter Park. The three friends were from Rome, Port Edwards, and Wisconsin Rapids. And that's where the name Tri came from.
And
Norse, they were Norwegian. So that's where the Tri-Norris Winter Park came from. So they had this dream of building a ski jump to promote the sport of ski jumping. Their first tournament was held in 1932, and then they became affiliated with the Central U.S. Ski Association. So still today, they're holding this winter ski jump tournament.
Wow.
But I wanted to talk about the park has beautiful trails for snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, even fat tire biking. And anyone, the membership is open really to anyone. It's $25 to have access to this park. So if you're interested in something like that, you could check out their website. It's trinorse.org, and then it's /join. To find out about their membership.
You really made my morning. I love history. I love hearing the origin stories of things, and I had never heard that before. That is such a cool story. It's such an interesting thing, and it is so beautiful out there. I encourage you to check it out, especially if it's been a while or if you've never been over in that area. Do yourself a favor. Get over there. Check that out. We were talking about earlier, we kind of started the show talking about encouraging people, you know, all these great things we've talked about are fantastic. You can go ahead and enjoy Rome right this second if you want to get out there. Snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, a lot of these things, certainly the Mother Nature's just waiting for you, everybody. Do want to remind you, though, that if you need new gear or anything like that, Rome Outdoors sounds like the place to go. That's one thing to keep in mind and a good way to keep your dollars and cents locally and keep them in city and state.
Right.
Lisa, before we let you go, I wouldn't mind, if you don't mind, going over one more time. The great event going on New Year's Eve at Sand Valley. They have their New Year's Eve party over there at Sand Valley.
Right. That's from 6:30 p.m., two seatings available, the seatings are 5:30 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Live music will begin at 8. Jason McNabb going to be there. That is going to be fun. You've got to, if you wanted to get the day started a little bit earlier, you have brunch around 2 on Sunday. So the next day you've got brunch. I'm sorry, the next day you'll have that to look forward to. That's cool. That's a nice way to do it. And just a wonderful event, especially if you, I was so focused on Christmas, I did not make plans for New Year's. Don't worry about it. Sand Valley's got you covered. You got you covered and there's something fun to do and not even that far away, so you don't have to worry about that part of it.
Right.
Lisa, we also want to encourage people to check out more. There's so much more. While we enjoy talking, we cover a lot. There's plenty more and plenty of other things we could be talking about the Rome area. Encourage you to do some homework, find out yourself. Go to visitromewi.com. That's all one word, visitromewi.com. Buy local, support local, and always appreciate the time from you, Lisa. Thank you so much for being here. Say hi
to
everybody.
Will do.
Thank you again for that. That was so sweet. Really appreciate you
You're
for
very
that.
Welcome.
To you and yours, to the staff over there, wishing you guys very, very happy holidays. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, James.
Also want to say one more time a very big thank you to our friends in Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank for sponsoring the segment. Thank you much to them. Stick around, everybody. Got more Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.